My whole life is uncertain now. I only have an apartment temporarily and no work. I don't know where I want to live or what to do for a living. I have never known what to do with my life and never been able to picture my future. I look very much forward to finding out. But now you have given me trust, so it's easier not to know. But if you have any tip, anything, please let me know. I have asked you for a name. If you would give me one, I hope it will help me to grow stronger in my relationship to you and my heart. I'm so lucky and so blessed to have met you. Thank you so much. In deep gratitude and love. Nichta. Anne is history. Who needs to know now? Huh? You need to know anything? Huh? No, you see the happiness of not knowing? Huh? The joy that not knowing what it brings? Huh? You don't need to know if you have trust, if you have peace, if you have love. Hmm? That's my tip. These things we can talk about, no? You can only live it. But it's perfect now that your whole life is uncertain and you only have an apartment temporary. That's good. Soon it's gone and no work. Open for the new. It's perfect timing. I don't know where I want to live or what to do for a living. It will happen. And it happens much easier when you are happy, when you trust. Beloved friend, I want to thank you for some wonderful 3 months this summer. My heart is grateful and overflowing. Many strange things has happened. It feels like I have re-experienced my whole journey in 3 months. This journey that I have been traveling since I met you here in 2003. It was very important for me to come this time. I was thrown out of my house in Kristiansand and a lot of drama happened. You see, it's better to give it up before you get kicked out. Like Sarita. You got thrown out? Really? Huh? What have you done? You haven't done anything. How can they kick you out? Family thing. Hmm? Heritage. Oh. That's serious business. Hmm? Family heritage. You can't get it much worse than that sometimes. You say, and a lot of drama happened, no? Very good. It's good you escaped up here. Now I can see it was also very helpful I was able to stay here in this beautiful valley for 3 months. Isn't it amazing? For some people it can be terrible, thrown out of your house, blah blah blah, the family rejects you, and then happily 3 months. That you have to turn everything into the positive. I have had a lot of time to look around, experiencing nature sights and being with many heart friends. I feel so much love, and I would like to thank them all for being so beautiful. It is a great gift. It is a great gift. And they are getting more and more beautiful. Isn't it beautiful? Today at the silent sitting, I was feeling my heart soft and overflowing with love, a soft strength. I could easily imagine living in this state of love anywhere, both here and in the city, to feel this easiness with my children and friends. Yes. No, you can imagine, and then you know, that is the next. It is possible. In this state, my rebellious husband inside me asked what kind of gift I would like for the world. No temptations arose from within, and I couldn't stop smiling all the way home. At one point I saw I was dreaming. Yes, I was really, really happy and dreaming. You see, I'm a dreamer. No, I'm going back to Kristiansand this Sunday. It feels like the right thing to do at this moment of my life. I would like to come back here later to celebrate the love I can feel has risen at Dharma Mountain. I can feel a big change through my heart. I feel warmly welcome. Thank you for letting me stay in my heart, helping me in every way, through great words, both here and beyond. I'm happy that I could write to you at last. I just couldn't wait any longer. I'm looking at the sun, and it has never been more shiny. Even the weather this year is so beautiful, and the place where I'm staying is also very nice. I feel a lot of support. I can see the journey is ending, and the celebration is an ongoing process. Please stay connected in my heart, and I would be forever happy. Only love, Sarita. To my beloveds for a celebration. More celebration. Have you seen the celebration going on the outside in the beautiful garden? The lawn is just freshly trimmed during working meditation. The birds diving in just behind where the grass is cut off. The rain is pouring down while we sit under our shelter, watching the birds having another party going on, diving into the pond, barely touching down and up again, dancing with their friends in the air, and on again, playing in the rain. What a celebration! The rain is pouring even more, and the birds are playing from tree to tree, enjoying life. Just the way I love life here at beautiful Dharma Mountain. Words are not enough, but thank you, my beloved, and to all my friends here in Dharma Mountain for doing everything so beautifully perfect. and for the fantastic cooking. I love you all. It is easy to mirror this to my inner world, struggling on, not knowing the difference if it is the ego again pulling my leg or me standing up for myself. Rejection is the issue here. Then the celebration inside me when discovering what a play that has been going on for so long now. I see clearly. I can choose how to look at it, negatively or positively. Thank you. What a celebration. Even if it hurts seeing this game going on for so long time now. Enough now. I really appreciate your support on my way. Until the next time I join you in a retreat. Much work to be done in between. With lots and love and gratitude, yours, Kamala. It was a good reminder, no, Kamala? To see the birds again. To be remembered of the innocence. You are just like a bird. Have you seen any birds getting rejected? No. Don't fall into that trip. No, you see how it is. What a celebration. And that's how it is sometimes. When you come here, you get fresh eyes again, you can see. And then, of course, you see, even if it hurts seeing this game going on, it's been going on for so long. But the good news that you can see it, then more than half the battle is won then. If you can see the war, how can you get away then? When you can see it, then you can get away. No, it's just to be bring a little more awareness. Take care of it. Nurture it. This is the whole homework. You say much work has to be done in between. No, don't be so hard on you. Not so much. When you think you have so much work, then you can't handle it. And that's why nobody is making it. Nobody makes it because they have so much work. No, just a little bit. Just a little bit. Little awareness that you bring into your life. Take a little more care of yourself. Bring that celebration in. And when you find something that is really precious, you want to take care of it. If you find something that is really valuable, really beautiful, you won't forget it. It's impossible. So take care of that. Even new things will come up. Because the test is for many people when you go back. When you go back to wherever you live, your family, your friends, your relationships, whatever, your work. That's when you have to be strong. You have to incorporate your new clarity, your new understanding, your new being. I see clearly, I can choose now how to look at it negatively or positively. Good. Always look at it positively. Bring the celebration in. Don't take it serious. Very good. A new camera, no, just a few days. Very good. Thank you. Beloved Master Svaha, I am so grateful for serving you. The whole spring and summer here is waking up, inexpressible. To be, to receive and serve people with this softness, it is not a giving, it is a blessing. Blessing beyond words. In this serving I disappear and find myself completely. It is my way. There is just one problem. It is not enough. I would be so pleased to serve you even more, much more, much more. The tracks of the false selves are still visible, but I have no temptation to follow any longer. They were definitely not fulfilling. They were in fact devastating. Instead, beloved, beautiful, precious, and delicious Master Svaha, I will dedicate my whole life totally to you. You are giving me so much, in fact, everything. I am at your service. I bow down in sweet surrender to you, Master of Masters, at your feet, in deep love and gratitude, as money. At last, Asmani, you found your place. You accepted your fate and you became very, very happy. Yes? Very good. I'm very happy. That is the thing. In this serving, I disappear and find myself completely. It is my way. Very good. When you find it's your way, then you are happy. I will play you a song then, okay? My crazy, restless Sufi woman has at last found peace in her soul, and her heart has found her place. No. Aum Shanti. Thank you. Beloved Swam, I'm tired, very tired now at the end, from dealing with all these people's payments in the retreat. It is not always the easiest job, but still, as I see it, an important ground for everyone and what is happening here. And I'm so thankful for being involved in this way. I have the opportunity to serve you, and I'm blessed by being so close to the crew. I meet all the beautiful people here, and it makes me really see myself and my patterns. And now the tiredness is awakening my creativity. There must be a more clear and easy way to do this for all of us, and I'm happy if I can use my skills. The distance between this exhaustion and pure bliss and happiness is so short. Just sitting with you for some minutes, meditating, or being in the nature, it very fast brings me back to what is important. To serve you, to be true, and to show myself naked, and most of all, the growing love in my heart. Thank you, beloved. I love you forever. With love and gratitude, Prashanti. Is many people who are tired now, and it's a different kind of tiredness also. Because you love what you do, and you know that this is your place, and nothing else than to serve and to be available. But there is a lot of energy, and people are going through so much processes and things with themselves. So the more sensitive you are also, you feel it. It's not that you do so much physical, but so much is happening energetically. So everybody will feel tired. But it's a good tiredness, because it means you have burned out a lot. You will be tired. And it's very important, I'm reminded now, soon we are finished, go as slow and as sensitive as you can in your life. Take care of yourself. Don't go back to your habits. Take time to digest, to take rest, to feel, to integrate. And also, if you are dealing with people's payments, money is always a lot of energy. It's something strange with money. People are so identified. Money, sex, and power. If you don't have that, then what are you then? Maybe happy. Beloved, for I'm tired, very tired now at the end, for dealing with the people's payments. I'm also tired. And I'm dealing with much more than payments, I can promise you. I'm just surprised how I can still move. Because when I'm here, I'm connected with every field what you all are going through. But you are doing very good prashanti. And you are more and more available, and you know it also. And that's how it is when people get involved, then you see how things functions, and you can make it even more beautiful. You get involved, you makes the soup more beautiful. It becomes richer. It's very easy to be an outsider and just come to satsang, for example. But to be involved gives a totally different feeling. And you don't need to be in tune. And many times people are not in tune when they just come. It takes time. You have to be involved to be in tune. You have to be here to be in tune. Otherwise, maybe you think you are in tune. Maybe you think you are an old meditator. But you can be disturbing if you're not sensitive. Only if you're very sensitive with what is happening and with other people and with other energies, you should move, not creating any ripples. Ripples out of unconsciousness is very bad. It brings very unpleasant ripples when people do something unconsciously, when they are not in tune. You can create many, many ripples, many maybe unconscious movements. A conscious, you can also make ripples, but that is totally different, because those ripples you can grow. That's what a master is doing. He can create ripples also, but these ripples you will grow off because you want to grow. Unconsciously, you just create disturbance. Disturbance is not good. So you have to be very sensitive how to function. That is the beautiful thing, to be involved with the Sangha. Because it's not only you, you have many, many mirrors. And the more you let go of yourself and your idea, the more you can be part of it, part of something bigger. And that you see again and again what joy it brings. Because now you can create some more beauty, more consciousness. You can be a part of it. But you have to let go of your own ideas. You have to become part of something bigger. Like Asmani said, only by losing herself could she find it. This is how it works. And then this distance between this exhaustion and pure bliss and happiness is so short. Because we have levels of energy also. And most people, they're just functioning on a very shallow level. Almost everybody is just functioning on that normal energy level. But you have deeper layers of energy that you can plug into when you are available. And here is very easy, because you have something that is beyond you. So it's very easy that it switch and something else takes over. So it's a great experiment. And you can see things and learn more that you could never do anywhere else. This is true service, because you're serving beauty, consciousness, love, people who wants to wake up. But be aware, fall more and more in tune, so you don't stir up anything. Then everything can functioning more and more beautiful. Everybody, when they come, is so used to living their own little lives that it's very difficult to see it from other sides. The more you let go of your ideas, of your dramas, you become bigger for something, available for something bigger. Then you get a much bigger vision. Then you understand also much more human beings. Because the focus is not only on you, on mine, on my story. You become a much more beautiful human being because you're opening up. You're helping. You're serving. That gives a joy and a peace and a bliss that the ego can never find. Aum Shanti.
Dance.